What's hot, what's not in the markets with Tommy Grisafi from Advanced Trading based in Mayville, North Dakota. Futures and options have risk. Tommy, tell me, what's hot in this market?
Well, Don, schools are starting. That's going to make a lot of parents happy. It's going to make a lot of kids happy, too. Starting to really question where people are mentally. People are ready to get back to normal. Whatever that looks like, Don, moving forward.
I've been paying a lot of attention to these outside markets. Gold, silver, that continues to ramp up.
Absolutely on fire. Last week, gold hit record highs around that 2080 level. Silver also hit $30.10 an ounce. What's funny, Don, is just literally 3 months ago, you could have bought silver at under $12 an ounce. So hot commodity market, at least that sector. Our other little yellow commodity, corn, not doing so well.
So what's not hot in this market, Tommy?
I'm still meeting people that are holding grain. I'm still meeting people that think the USDA got it all wrong last year, and they're really hurting themselves. It's painful to watch. So old crop bushels and new crop bushels are starting to blend. You can see that through the Board of Trade spreads as they widen out, and your local cash market becomes soft.
Iowa's been getting a lot of attention as we focus in on weather and a lot of the crop, soybean crop made here in this month of August.
Well, when a lot of the country has good growing weather, the bulls have to focus on something. So right now they're focusing on about a third of Iowa truly has a dry pattern, and they're screaming at the top of the mountain saying it's all ruined. There's a lot of good crop by there. So definitely on there, the what's not hot, there's a part of Iowa that's suffering. Some rains went through. They're on call for some more the next few days, but getting late here in August.
Well, often look at copper as that bellwether in the market. What have we seen there?
Dr. Copper had its first bad day in a long time on Friday, and that got some people thinking that maybe the stock market had reached its point where maybe it's going to roll over. As we look, stock market rallied back Friday, and it's up on the day now. Dr. Copper has half of its bad Friday sell-off back, but keep an eye on Dr. Copper.
Tommy Grisafi, Advanced Trading, Mayville, North Dakota.